Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So much news coming out of college football. I would say that there's three or four of these that at any given point would be the biggest news story in college football. But there's one that trumps them all, and that is the meteor that landed in Southern California that, at least from what I can tell, no one saw coming, including Oklahoma, and that was Lincoln Riley, ended up in Southern California. Scott Wolf writes for Inside USC. Takes a couple minutes for us. Scott, did you or anyone that you know, I mean, was this the best kept secret? Were there whispers of this? Because it kind of seemed to me that this just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it pretty much did. I don't think anybody heard any whispers about it. Not until yesterday did it come out in any form that USC was even talking to him. And they said, you know, they started talking to him late Saturday night after the loss to Oklahoma State, and then Sunday morning. So they wrapped it up pretty quickly.
Do you believe that that's true, or is that one of those that there had to be someone reaching out to him at some point during this year to gauge some interest? Because I heard that too, and I'm like, you can really finalize something like this in 48 hours?
No, I think they were probably talking through a search firm and his agent and back channels like that. And then I don't think he, though, was ready to leave. I think that loss to Oklahoma State probably helped nudge him a little bit and make him more open to leaving. And, you know, when do you want the USC job? When they're 4-7, because you're going to be a hero the following season. So the timing was just perfect. I think USC lucked out because of the timing. A year ago, he probably wouldn't have taken it, and a year from now, he might not have taken it.
Yeah, it's like we always have this conversation, like, where does USC fall, right? Is USC a top 3 job? Is it a top 5 job? Is it a top 10 job? Well, does this answer that question? Because you just landed the hottest coach in college or the NFL in the last 3 years.
Well, I mean, I think it's always been a hot job. It's just, you know, he's going to go to the SEC, and he knows it's going to be pretty hard to get it to the college football playoff. It's much easier in the Pac-12 when you're at the marquee program and you have all these recruits that he's recruiting already that live within 50 miles of USC. So it's a pretty good job. I think it's an easier job. So I could see where it is attractive to him. And, you know, USC's putting out more money right now, like a lot of schools, but than they ever have in the past. So, you know, they had to step up and make him a big offer.
Yeah, I mean, you look, I was watching the BYU game, and I don't care who you are. That's a hard sell to a kid when you talk about a game-time environment, when the stadium, I felt like there were as many BYU fans as there were USC fans there.
Yeah, I think the big difference this search versus other ones is you had a school president and the board of trustees. They were at the football game, and they saw like 25,000 people in the stadium. And they saw that the program, you know, was dying in terms of fan interest. So in the past, they might have resisted paying a guy like Lincoln Riley a lot of money. But now they feel like they have to do it, like their backs are against the wall. And that was the only choice. They had to go get a big guy and pay him millions of dollars.
Do we know what the contract is? Have you heard anything? I haven't seen anything concrete.
You know, they're a private school, so you have to kind of rely on sources. You know, people have told me You know, it's over $10 million a year, but it could even be, you know, much higher than $10 million a year. But that to me sounds like a, you know, starting figure, because he was already making almost $8 million at Oklahoma.
So basically, he just became the highest paid coach in college football.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Nick Saban's making, but he's probably right there in the top two or three.
How important for USC the last few years is missing out on some of the recruits, the Bryce Youngs, the DJ Uiagalelei, and how much do you think that forces the issue where let's get a young coach who can recruit? Obviously, Lincoln Riley is a great football coach, X's and O's wise, but how important was that element of things in terms of we need to improve and stop letting these guys not just go to Alabama and Clemson, but also Oregon, Washington, you know, UCLA, Arizona State?
Well, the program's been stagnant, you know, for 3 years under Clay Helton, and there's been this kind of stubborn attitude on USC's part in sticking with him. And they, you know, the recruiting classes have suffered the last 3 years, and they've, you know, all these guys have been leaving, like you mentioned. So they had to decide, you know, what were they going to do? And they fired Helton, obviously, in September. But I do think Riley's ability to get guys out of Southern California impressed them, because he's really stepped it up the last couple of years in terms of recruiting around here.
You know, it feels like ever since Pete Carroll left that everyone's chasing the ghost of that, from Lane Kiffin to obviously to Sark, who both had connections to that. And people always say, oh, we're harkening back to the Pete Carroll things. How realistic in today's landscape is the recreation of that, and so much going on in LA? Can USC football ever matter the way it did when Pete Carroll was winning national titles there?
That's, you know, the big question. You know, I think he can win Pac-12 titles at USC, but is he going to be able to win a national title? I don't know. I mean, that's really how you define at SC these elite coaches of the past, whether it's John McKay or Howard Jones or Pete Carroll. So I don't know if he's going to be able to do that with the SEC the way it is, but, you know, he should be able to win Pac-12 titles, which gets him in the Rose Bowl, and, you know, that should keep people at bay for a little while. But sooner or later, people are going to complain that they're not in the college football playoff or they're not winning the national title.
What is the what's just kind of the buzz? Is you know, is the town just, at least from our standpoint up here in Oregon, you know, this is one of those, oh God, you know, Oregon has been the big bad bully and Lincoln Riley gets to USC and everyone's like, how does this affect us? And, you know, all the coaching carousel, but just kind of what's the general feel down in Los Angeles today?
Well, you know, I've been covering coaching searches for over 25 years at SC, and I've never seen reaction like this. You got to remember, they had security guards at Pete Carroll's first press conference because they were so worried the fans were going to come and protest and be profane and do something to embarrass them. So usually the fans are not super excited when they hired Lane Kiffin or Steve Sarkisian, or especially Clay Helton. But this is totally different. And, you know, obviously it's a big name guy, so you can understand it, but I don't know if he can live up to the hype that's being generated right now. That's my concern.
Yeah, I would assume that the expectations are pretty high. And across town, I'm guessing if you're UCLA, and you had a nice year, 8-4, and it's kind of a make it or break a year for Chip Kelly, did UCLA just become irrelevant in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, I think this is kind of how SC fans felt a few years ago when Chip Kelly got hired at UCLA. There was a lot of bragging coming out of UCLA, and it didn't really pan out, or hasn't yet, but that's kind of how it is right now. I think there's a lot of dread amongst UCLA fans and a lot of excitement and, you know, already bragging going on with the USC fans.
Yeah, he's Scott Wolf. He writes for Inside USC, and he's at ground zero of the biggest story right now in college football. So, Scott, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes for us, and we'll catch up with you down the road when we see exactly what happens on the field.
It should be interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.